Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic. Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, talking about security awareness. This is Security Awareness Month. The best thing about October, other than maybe Halloween. Security Awareness Month. The second best thing about October, other than the weather change, fall, pumpkins, apples. Security Awareness. Fourth best thing about October. It's the month that we're supposed to help end users be more aware and cognizant of their security choices, right? And we know this. We've been working at this from many, many angles for many, many years. But today I want to talk about changing it from a cultural perspective. So the tip for you is a very simple model, which I'm about to describe, for culture change. And it begins by realizing that most culture is a behavior, and most behavior is executed on a threshold. And that threshold is determined by how likely the person is to follow other people and what they're doing, right? And how other many people are doing it. So the more people do it, the more across the threshold analysis, the more the behavior gets executed. Bundles of behaviors then become bundles of routine, which creates the culture. So, with respect to information security, simplify it. Pick one behavior. If you're gonna do a awareness training program or change culture or anything this month, please, one behavior, all right? So one behavior. Now, we know that behavior needs to be done. What do? A, we wrap a policy around it. Okay, here's how that behavior should be done. B, we make that policy human readable, so it's understandable by people. You can use English grammar analysis to make sure it's at a reasonable level. You can make sure that it's written in a way that isn't plain English, not in text speak, which generally means having someone other than you write it. Unless you're really good. I can never write things that are not in plain speak. And three, have it be checked by a security tool. So human readable, machine enforceable. So you got your behavior, you've identified. You wrapped a policy around it. The policy is human readable. Now we get to machine enforceable. This is a sensor. This is a detective mechanism. This is a control that tracks how often the behavior is performed and how often the behavior is not performed. You use that information to feed back into the system to provide training. Then when you provide that training, instead of training them once a year or waiting for October and trying to fit in the training in between the pumpkins and apples and Halloween, you provide a small little burst of training whenever you notice that sensor is going, whoop, whoop, we're not doing the right thing, right? Small burst of training to readjust it. If you think about it in terms of a simple feedback mechanism, behavior, sensor, feedback, that provides the training to course correct on the behavior. And once you get that one behavior working real well, whatever it may be, move on to the next one. Do that frequently, do that enough times, and that's how you create a culture change without creating a lot of pushback, without creating a lot of undue stress in the organization, without having to require a massive training budget and everything else. One behavior, one policy that's human readable, policy that's machine enforceable, and machine enforceable providing feedback with education to course correct. Have a good one.